Hey people, this is not a podcast, this is a meditation, but I'm putting it out on the podcast channel because part of what we are doing with Accidental Gods is endeavouring to find ways forward into what Alnur Lada, quoting Francis Weller, called an initiation culture. I will put a link in the show notes to the episode where he said that. The core is that our Western culture, I'm taking a huge leap here and assuming that you are part of the Western culture if you're listening to this, has separated off from the web of life. We've become a trauma culture. In initiation cultures, there are a series, a whole lifetime's worth of contained encounters with death, where we go to the margins of ourselves, but we are held in the process of that going and the returning by the elders of our people, by the land, by the web of life, by everything that matters to us. And we learn, and we grow. And we come back to ourselves and to our people, knowing the edges of ourselves, knowing that we can push beyond what we thought the old edges were, and that we will be held and respected and celebrated for the new person that we are when we return from each of these. And they're not all going out onto the land to spend very long periods of time alone, with no food and no water. Some of these can happen in a moment or overnight or while we are still held within the support system of our cultures, but they are recognized and we are supported through them. That's in an initiation culture, what we might call a connected culture. And then we have what Francis Weller and Alnur called the trauma culture, where there is no containment to our encounters with death. There is simply trauma, piled on trauma, piled on trauma. And those of you who work in these worlds know that trigger stacking is a thing. That a single trauma we might overcome, but when we have them layered on top of each other time after time after time, we don't have time to recover. We don't have what Sophie Banks calls the micro-return paths to come back to ourselves. We're not held in sustaining generative communities where we have pride in who we are, where we have recognition for who we are, where we recognize others in whole meshes of mutual respect. And in the absence of the holding that the initiation cultures have, we get to where we are. And there are amazing things about this, but there are also ways that we need to change the fundamental ways that we interact with all of the rest of the hypercomplex system that is the web of life. So right at the heart of what we're doing with Accidental Gods, with the membership, with the podcast, with the books that I'm writing and the artwork that Faith is making, is endeavouring to find pathways where our culture, our 21st century modern culture, can step into being an initiation culture, where we are whole and held, where we have a sense of being and belonging, where we have agency and sufficiency and connection to ourselves, to each other, and to the web of life. In the context of this, I want to remind you of something that Nina Simon said back in episode 218, quoting the Peruvian medicine healer, Oscar Mira Quesada. 9 words. Consciousness creates matter. Language creates reality. Ritual creates relationship. These are some of the most profound concepts that I've encountered in many decades of exploring Indigenous wisdom from around the world and endeavouring to root it here in the islands of Britain, connecting to the old gods of the land. So I'm going to say it again. Consciousness creates matter. Language creates reality. Ritual creates relationship. And it seems to me in this context that one of the things that we can do is to build rituals of meaning, each of us, within our own lives. And so, I am beginning to offer meditations to help us connect to the moment of the equinoxes and the solstices. This is not in an effort to pretend that we are ancient Britons or ancient anything else, or that we are creating rituals that map and mimic our ancestors many, many generations back. This is because we are people who are alive on the earth now, and it matters now that we honour the earth in ways that touch our hearts and our souls, ways that help us to have a sense of being and belonging as part of the greater web of life. Rituals that build relationship with the earth and all of the life and all of the consciousness of which we are an integral part. So, those of us in the Northern Hemisphere are at the moment of the spring equinox, heading towards that point of balance between the dark nights and the long days. Those of you in the Southern Hemisphere are heading the other way. And I did a meditation the other way for us in the Northern Hemisphere last September. I will link that also in the show notes so that you can head to that and engage with it for what's right in your part of the world. For us here, though, this is a meditation that takes us over that balance point and honours it and connects to it and, I hope, brings meaning to it so that you can walk through your days feeling those connections, building the relationships that really matter. I would really strongly encourage you to do this somewhere quiet, where you can sit still with your feet on the floor. You might want to light a candle, light a fire, choose a particular time of day. Do whatever works for you to build relationship. What I would strongly encourage you not to do is listen to this while you're driving, or operating heavy machinery, or doing anything else that requires a lot of left brain focus. Please don't do that. If you're listening in the car now, just switch it off. Wait till you're home. Switch off all your devices, find a quiet place, and give yourself the time to begin to build the relationship that matters most in your life. So here we go. Bring yourself fully into your physical body. Feel your seat on the chair and your feet on the floor. Feel the physicality of that connection and build a sense of the earth beneath you. However far it is, or however close it is, have a sense that this is the earth from which all of our matter arises. And have a sense of sending roots down into this earth, from the balls of your feet and from your seat on the chair. Send them down into the topsoil, into the living soil, into the soil that keeps us alive. And from there, let them extend down into the subsoil, harder, more compact. But these are roots of your imagination and they can drive through anything. They can drive, in fact, through the rock layers beneath the subsoil, down and down and down, through the rock and down into the magma layers of the earth, the molten rock. And these are imaginal roots, and they do not burn. And they can pass on through and finally come to the white, hot, molten metal that is the heart of our earth. And from there, on your next in-breath, send those roots out in all directions, from the sphere at the heart of the earth, out, back, through the magma layers, through the rock layers, through the subsoil, and through the topsoil, growing thinner and finer all of the way until they spread out just beneath the surface of the earth. And so, you have a root ball that is the whole of the globe of the earth that is grounding you that is holding you, that is supporting you. And with this beneath you, bring your attention back to the column of your body, and then outwards to the edge place, where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. This is the place where the physicality of yourself meets the rest of the all that is. It's a boundary of sorts. You can send your imagination beyond it, and your dreams beyond it, your breath beyond it. You can hear and see and smell beyond it. But it is the container for the physicality of the flesh and the bones and the teeth that are you. So bring your attention fully to this place now. Feel the places that are uncovered. Your hands and your face, perhaps your legs and your feet. Feel the temperature difference. If there's a breeze where you are, feel the air move. If the air is still, even then, feel the touch of the air around you. And then on the next in-breath, bring all of your attention to that small patch of skin where the base of your nose meets your upper lip. As you breathe in, feel the air move just past this place, slightly cooler than anywhere else. And as you breathe out, feel it move warmer than it was before. This is really subtle. Follow it now for 3 full breath cycles, all the way in and all the way out. And then, with your body grounded and boundaried and breathing, bring your imagination and come with me, leaving your body behind, leaving the room, leaving the building, leaving your neighborhood, leaving this time and this place. And we are going together back through time and across space, back from the time of technology, through the time of industry, through the 10,000 years of agriculture, and the hundreds of thousands of years before them, when we were forager hunters, intimately and intricately connected with the whole web of life. And we're going back before this, to the time before the people were here, to the primordial landscape, and in the place where we land is a wide savanna with forests in the west and mountains to the north with snow on their peaks and a great primal ocean to the south. And we are going east towards the place of the rising sun. It is still night. A full moon is setting far to the west behind us, and there's enough light to see. 1,000,000,000 stars give us their light with nothing else to cloud them out. And so we can see the sparkle of a river ahead and the crossing stones, 7 of them. And we step over foot by foot and come to the other bank and keep walking east. And here, as we walk, the creatures of the night beginning to sleep, and the creatures of the day beginning to wake. Small rustles in the grass around us. Stronger, longer, heavier footprints of other things that graze and move and hunt. And ahead of us is a small hill, an easy walk up to its linear crest, aligned north to south, with a stand of trees on top. And we step between 2 trees, and we can sit with our back to one or the other, the one on the left or the one on the right. And we are facing east, out across an escarpment where the land falls away and we can see clear to the easterly horizon. And the very faint grey line that is the first edge of the dawn. And we breathe in the clean, cool air. And we feel the press of moonlight behind us. And we hear birds in the trees above, and small things moving in the grass, and the flow of the river that we crossed. And we send our roots down once again, mingling with the roots of the tree against which we sit, down into the topsoil, through the subsoil, through the rock layers and the magma layers, to connect once again with the white, hot, molten metal at the heart of the earth. And we build our root ball. And we sit here, completely connected to the earth beneath us, supported by the breadth and the height of the tree at our back. And as we face east, we have that sense of the world in balance, of the winter that has gone and the summer that is yet to come, of the long, dark nights, of looks within, of reflection, of the setting of the seed, of the beginning of the incubation of what might be possible. All of this has moved through the long nights of the winter solstice and is growing now towards this moment of balance as we head towards the long days of summer. What is balanced in your life? What is coming into balance? What would you like to come into balance for this year? As you are rooted, as you are supported by the tree, as you wait in this moment between night and day, winter and summer, dark and light, being and becoming, what matters most to you? What would like to grow within you, and what would you like to grow? What are you leaving behind in the depths of winter that you might pick up again at the autumn equinox 6 months from now? What will help you on your path as you sit grounded, held by the earth, supported by the tree? Is there anything that comes to sit alongside you, to watch this moment of balance, to be in this moment of balance, to help you nurture that which grows, and to help you shed that which you no longer need to take forward into the long days of summer? If there is something with you, on your left side, on your right side, perhaps sitting in front of you, facing east. Perhaps sitting in front of you, facing you. Whatever it is, greet it. Offer it gratitude for its sharing of the journey. And hold in your heart space this moment of balance. With all of the possibility held in this moment. And then as you watch, in the company of the earth and the company of the tree, and perhaps in the company of something that has come to share the journey with you, you look east and the first edge of the rising sun lifts above the horizon. The early sun is absolute red, the red of the heart of a fire. That first light, unclouded, spreading out, giving colour to the world, giving blue to the sky, giving green to the savannah, to the grasslands. If there are leaves yet on the tree, they too will be green. And if you look down, you can see your hands and your feet. You can feel your connectedness to the earth. Put the dream of your hands down flat on the earth. Send roots down from here too, from the center of your palm down into the earth. And connected in five ways, from the eyes of your feet and the eyes of your hands, from your seat on the earth, look out towards the rising sun. As we tip over into that place where the days are longer and the nights grow shorter, have a sense of yourself. Drawing in the light of the sun, breathe it in, let it come into your heart space. Let it move down towards your feet, down your arms towards your hands, and up to the crown of your head. Breathe in the sun as it rises, as it moves through the colours from the red to the amber to the brighter sun of the day. Breathe in the light. Let it fill every cell of your body. Let them dance with the light of the sun. Let every part of you dance with the light of the sun. Let it fill your heart space. Let it move along your vessels to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes. Let it move as energy out through the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet and the fifth root, so that you're giving the warmth and the light and the promise of the sun to the earth, even as the earth offers nurturance and holding and rooting and grounding to you. Build your relationship with the sun and with the earth and with the tree behind you and with anything else that came to share this space and this time. And as you connect, offer thanks for the life that you lead, for being alive at this time of transformation, for having the capacity to breathe in the sun, to let it fill you, to let the gratitude fill you, and to send these into the earth even as you draw from it. And stay here and watch until the sun is fully risen above the horizon, until the day has fully dawned and the moon has fully set and the night has moved beyond us, until the cycle returns again. There will be winter after summer, just as there is night after day, dark after light. Just as the seed is planted and the tree arises and sets more seeds and the cycles continue. Our cycle continues. And we need to return to our time and our place to bring the connections that we've made back into our lives. To let the sunlight and the grounding and the gratitude and the sense of balance from this place, the sense of purpose, the sense of moving forward, all of these we bring back. And so we rise now and thank the tree and thank the sun and thank the earth and anything that came to share this place with us, and move back between the two trees. Back across a river we can see clearly now, and the stepping stones, treading across and across, back to the western bank of the river, and from here, leaving this place and this time before the people were here, we move back through the hundreds of thousands of years of connection to the earth, to the time of agriculture, and through it to the time of industry, and through it to the time of technology, our time, back to our land, to our neighbourhood, to our building, and to the body that we left, grounded and boundaried and breathing. Take a full breath all the way in and all the way out. Bring your attention to the edge place, where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. The boundary between the physicality of yourself and the rest of the all that is. And then bring your attention to the whole physicality of your body, your seat on the chair, your feet on the floor. Touch your thumbs to your first finger, and then your second finger, your third finger, your smallest finger. Flex all of your fingers and all of your toes. Roll your shoulders. And then, very gently, with a very soft gaze, open your eyes and look around the room to anchor yourself back in this time and this place. Ready to go about your day. Newly balanced, with a new sense of being and belonging, with a renewed relationship with the earth, with the sun, with yourself, and with the web of life. Thank you.